Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. So excited to announce that Soulful Valley is now a publishing house. Following my incredible journey with Intuitive, I was led to the opportunity to train as a publisher. My first project is a multi-author book called Evolving on Purpose, Mindful Ancestors Paving the Way for Future Generations. If you are a coach or healer and are serious about creating an impact and becoming more visible, and would like to invest in this project, becoming a best-selling author in the process, send me an email to soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com and I'll send you an application link. We've already begun the journey. Our authors in the hub at the moment are writing their book bios. If you feel called to this amazing experience, get your application in as quickly as possible. And let's make your dreams a reality.
Love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Isaiah Bella Gabrielle is a mixed media spiritual artist and a magico-pragmatic mindset coach, goddess teacher, and traveling priestess. She has been working with the divine feminine and the Greek goddess archetypes for over 20 years in real life and online, and has facilitated women's circles, red tents, artist workshops and sacred retreats all over the world to attune her clients with the divine feminine so they feel supported, live their best life and raise the vibration of the planet as a whole. She holds space for women who feel too much or not enough so they can dare to rise, take up their rightful place, shine their light, talk their truth, and transform their lives. Hello and welcome, Isaiah. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Isaiah, we met in Joanna's community in the Divine Planning Abundant Prophets. And then I found my way into some of your workshops, your new moon ceremonies and some of your goddess workshops, which have been amazing. Now, we're in France today as well, listeners, for those of you who don't know yet. And just can you let our listeners know a bit about what you do, Isaiah, and who you are?
Okay, so a bit. This is complicated. I'm a multi-passionate person, so I do lots of things. Let's start with, I am the too much woman poster person, so I do too many things. I am Greek. I was born in Greece and all my mother heritage is Greek, but my father heritage comes from Switzerland. I've actually lived all my life in France. I am 54 years old. I have two big boys. Now they're even men, I must say. And I've been doing many, many things in my life. I was a bookshop keeper. I was a salsa instructor. I have been, let me see, a tile person. I used to do tiling for other people. I had a radio show at some point. I used to run a theater. I was a professional actress. And a few years ago, I realized that one of the things that really kind of linked everything in my life was working with women, because I've been running red tents, women's circles and the like for more than 20 years now. So that makes like something long.
Yeah, so it's, and, so it's nothing new to you. It's just that you brought it onto the internet.
Exactly. And so now I define myself as being a magical pragmatic coach. And that means that I work with women to bring more magic into their lives, but in a very pragmatic way, with very simple and down-to-earth tricks or tips or insights. Because I believe that I'm a woo-woo person, But the woo-woo needs to be connected to the body and to the earth and really be grounded. Otherwise, nothing changes in our lives if it's just changes in our heads. Mm. So that's why I like the pragmatic things. I also define myself as a goddess teacher because, as I was saying, I'm Greek and I have been working now for a long time with the Greek goddesses archetypes. So, and I'm kind of birthing a whole system that includes these 8 major goddesses of the Greek pantheon, which each represent kind of a facet of a woman's personality or psyche. And by visiting each archetype, both the light and the dark one, we get to have a more complete insight of who we are, our weaknesses, our strengths. Sorry, my English is not my first language, it's my third language. So sometimes I get confused.
Well, you're far better at English than I am at French.
So if we can visit all the archetypes, then there is a good chance that we can learn a lot more about ourselves and live our best life, basically.
Absolutely.
I also refer myself as a traveling priestess, although with the pandemic, I've not been doing that a lot.
No.
But that's one of the things I used to do, and I'm going to do them again. I trust the universe will allow for that again. I organize retreats in sacred sites around the world, in France, in Greece, obviously, but also in the UK or Ireland. And we go and visit the circles of stones and do the magic.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I need to be wealthy so that I can come along to those.
Oh, that's the other thing that I am. I am a wealthy woman in the making.
Hopefully I am too. I know and I trust. Yes.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, that's the path.
Do you have any tips for our listeners who might be struggling with their mental, emotional, or spiritual well-being at the moment?
Regarding the pandemic, you mean?
Yeah.
That's a difficult one because it's been affecting people and women in very different ways. So it's difficult for me to have one tip that would do for everyone. Yeah. I think the basic one that I would go is connect with Gaia. So Gaia is one of the 8 goddesses I work with, and that we kind of, maybe some of us have a tendency to forget. So I personally, every morning I get out, the first thing I do is I tumble down my staircase, go into my garden, take off my socks, my shoes, and just walk barefoot in for at least 10 minutes outside, just to connect with reality, with the planet we live on. And remember that, so first of all, connect on an electric way, because we are electric or energy beings. And energy is electricity, and same thing. So basically, you know, in your house, you have plugs that go back to Earth so that the overload of electricity can come back to Earth. Well, I believe we are like the electric devices. We need to get back to Earth so that the overload of too much thinking, maybe, or too much feeling can just get released into the ground. So I personally do barefoot Qigong every morning for a few minutes, and then I dance some salsa in my garden.
Beautiful.
Because moving your hips is always a good idea.
These but are also practices that I've also been doing as well.
Yeah, it's also a reminder when you're out there, you know, and my garden is nothing fancy, but it's also a reminder of the abundance that is there, and that although we might feel deprived of traveling, of seeing people, of going to restaurants or whatever, there is such a huge amount of things that are still available to us. You know, the abundance of, it's springtime here in the Northern Hemisphere when we record that. So there is an abundance of vegetation, of green, the healing color. And yeah, if we can connect to that, it's really difficult to feel sad and poor things, you know.
And just stepping outside into your back garden, into the nature, reminds you that you're connected to it all, doesn't it?
Exactly. So that would be my first trick.
Definitely.
when we go in a journey with my clients, with the goddesses, we start with Gaia. Gaia is the beginning, so because she's, yeah, the roots and the place we live on, basically. And although I am, as I was saying, a woo-woo person, and I do the energy work and all the rest, but we are incarnated. We are, first of all, we chose, I believe, to incarnate our souls into bodies. And so these bodies have a place they live, and this is the earth. And so every time we can connect to that and bear witness and bear the gratitude for the amazingness of nature, that cannot... It brings a smile to my face, at least.
Mine too. Especially when the sun's shining.
Yeah, which around here, I live in the southwest of France, and for over 2 weeks now, we have not had a lot of that.
We haven't either. We haven't either. I'm sure it's coming.
Know, dancing in the rain is good.
Yeah, and I did do barefoot in the snow this year as well. I carried it on through the snow. It was a bit strange, but I did it.
Yeah, I used to do that. I used to live in Switzerland, and I used to do it in Switzerland as well. The first seconds in the snow is like, I'm gonna die, but then you don't. I have this friend who does swimming in rivers and lakes in the winter.
So I've had a friend that's been doing that, sharing it online.
Society called the Blue Tits Society, I think. So, you know, human body can deal with cold for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't tried the cold water thing yet. I'm a bit worried about that one.
I was born in Greece, so for me, if you want all my body to go into a body of water, we're talking 27 degrees Celsius as a minimum. The rest is not, you know, bathtub temperature. That's good for me.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'm joking. As a matter of fact, I love swimming, and because I was a dolphin in some other life. So.
A couple of questions that I've been asking my guests in this series. One of them is, what advice would you give to your 20-year-old self now if you could go back? How different were you at 20?
I was so friggin' anxious at 20 of doing the right thing, of whatever the universe around me, the people around me were going to think about me. So I think I was, and I still am, you know, I'm still fighting for this. But I think I would go for some kind of go and do your own thing and just be happy with it and forget about what people think, including your loved ones, because I think that I was mostly concerned with whatever my family, my husband, who wasn't my husband at the time, but, you know, and all these, the people close to me were going to think about me, or were actually thinking, not were going to. Some of them were even expressing it. And I was submitted to that. I did submit myself. I'm not blaming them, right? It was me. So, yeah, I think that would be the advice that I would give myself, is just go for it. You know, try things. Have fun.
Absolutely.
let people think whatever they want.
Yeah.
Including myself. I think I was the most judgmental of myself. So maybe it was, don't listen to the critic in there saying, don't do this because whatever.
No, it's a load of rubbish, isn't it?
a lot.
And if money were no object, what would you be doing now?
I think I'd be doing precisely the exact same thing, but Mr. COVID allowing, I would be giving away so much of my money, because I think that is one of my mission in the world. That's why I said I'm in wealthy women in the making, because I intend to earn a lot of money so that I can share a lot of money, give away, help other people. I would love to be able to do that. I think I have this generosity, frustrated generosity, because for now I don't have the means, although I do try to contribute. What I would do, provided Mr. COVID would agree, or Mrs. COVID, whatever, the whole family of COVIDs, I would be doing exactly what I'm doing, but I would be at least 6 months of the year, I would not be here. I would be in some other places. So my big vision life is, I love this house. This is a huge house that we've lived in for 20 years now. And it's a family house. People come and go. I have my sons. They come with their girlfriends. They leave. They have parties. I love that. I don't want to sell it. I'm fine here. My husband and I, we have an agreement that we kind of live roughly separate lives for now. We're good friends, but we're not, you know, he has dreams and I have other dreams. We've been together for 35 years now. So what I would do is I would leave here for periods of 2 to 3 months and go and live somewhere else, but not as a tourist, just literally rent a place for a while and just see how people live there. And the plan is, step one is the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland. And I mean in the winter. I want to see the storms and tempests. And,
wow.
And I want to sing in the pubs. I want to go on the coast of North Carolina and rent a house on the beach. You will see a theme, a beach theme, but not a summer swim in the beach theme. I really would like to live by the sea, but not to swim in it, just to live in the atmosphere and mostly in not very hot weather. You know, I'm not dreaming about the Bahamas or something. Mm. Most of mine is cold weather. The UK, because my best friend lives there and I would love to. I would love to go and live in Scotland. I have found an actual lighthouse can be rented. I'm dreaming of renting this for 2 to 3 months, living there and organizing a retreat there. Have women literally be in the lighthouse.
I want to come.
Yes, it's amazing. Plus it's painted a beautiful yellow. It's amazing. It's amazing. But it's in the middle of nowhere in the Highlands of Scotland. So really north, up north. I went there to visit a few years ago when I met Joanna, as a matter of fact. And it was like, yes, I'll come here again. So that's what I will do when I have more money, and not that what I would do if I had more money.
No, when. This is definitely a when, because I want to come to that. And you're definitely going to be guaranteed some cold weather.
Yes. I also have a big plan for living in Greece for a while. My mom is living there still, my aunts and family, and it's good to visit, but I would love to stay for a while. And I actually found a house that I want to run a retreat in. I have a retreat that is programmed for this September 2021, but I'm not sure it's going to happen COVID-wise. But the house, the villa that I found is so gorgeous. I want to go live there for 3 months, whether there is a retreat or not.
Beautiful.
So things like that.
Thank you for sharing those visions. It really opens us up, doesn't it, to think about these things. Beautiful. Now, I know you've got a podcast. Where can people find your podcast?
My podcast is called Isaiah's Inspiring Evenings, and it's all over. I mean, like Apple Podcast, iTunes, and Spotify, and on my website, obviously. This podcast is, for now, I've decided that I needed more time in my life. I had put a lot on my plate, so the podcast is, I was doing one episode a week. It's not an interview podcast for now. It's just me rambling, basically talking about stuff. And I decided that I needed some rest out of it. So I'm going to do it, but when I feel like it, not on a regular, absolute basis. Because I was doing the podcast both in French and in English. And that was literally getting really heavy. Mm. I am in the midst of making a huge decision about which language is my business really going to be in, because it's pulling too much in two directions. And I think I'm going towards the English. Mm. So.
And where else could our listeners find you?
So I have a website, obviously, which is where everything happens. And my business name, as well as my website, is isaiahbell.com. And so you can find me there. And if you want to stalk me on social media, it's again isaiahbell.com. And I hope you have somewhere where you can write it, because my French...
I will. I'll put it in the show notes. I will put it in the show notes. Is there anything else that you want to share with us that we haven't covered so far?
No, I just want to say thank you for having me. That was
very welcome. Sweet. It's nice to be in a room with
you. Yeah, I like to be in the Saul Valley. That's a nice place to dwell. So, yeah, just... If there's one thing I can say to women listeners, because that's the people I work the most with, is it doesn't have to be complicated. Solutions are sometimes really simple. The one trick is, do you really implement them?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just dismiss them for being too simple, and then you stick to, I need another solution and another solution? And I find that most of my clients I go to back to some really basic things, like going to walk outside in your garden for 10 minutes every day, and it does change their lives.
And even mine. Starting, like I start my day with a meditation as well, and if I don't, it makes a huge difference to my day if I don't do that.
I'm the crazy journaling woman. I journal morning and evening most days. It can be 2 minutes, literally write an idea, or just, you know, what needs to come through me? What do I want to get rid of? So I've created actually a journaling planner. So a planner that allows you to journal every day, morning and night. And it's going to be on sale soon. There's a lot of things coming in my world, which are in full development.
And I've just remembered we have the summit in September as well that you and Chris have organised.
Absolutely. I am really, really happy to be one of the organisers of the Women Lighting the Way Summit. So it's 13 speakers with maybe some surprises. I'm not telling you anything. And it's a summit that is, we have a patron, let's put it this way. We have our amazing Joanna Hunter, visionary, muse and spiritual and business teacher and coach, and she'll be the keynote. And then there's 12 of her students who have now grown up and become really important business women around the world, and who are basically are going to be talking about their stories and how their stories, the stories of their lives, has shaped their businesses, and basically what turn in the roads they found by walking their path. And so we have many different subjects: how to create a magical home, sound healing, working with women, how to do podcasts, people healing trauma, people healing the disconnect. So it's amazing. I feel like we've just started promoting it. It's September 10, 11, 11th and 12th. It's free. And I'm so happy that we're doing this. And it's teaching us who are in the organizing thingy so much, which is amazing. I love learning when I, you know, we get to learn when we teach, and we get to learn when we work in our businesses, and it's amazing.
It is. And my son was saying to me
the other day, you have more notebooks than I have, and he's a student.
I hoard notebooks.
Yeah,
I collect
a lot too. I have a lot too, and you know, I take notes on when I learn things, and I love learning. I think it's this idea that we can, the amount of information is so abundant again. Mm. So it's this abundance notion that there is so much available to learn and to open up our heads and minds and bodies to new ideas and change everything, basically.
And it's a great time that we're living in to be able to access all of this, isn't it?
For free, most of the time.
Yeah. For free, everything is there if you want to go and find it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Isaiah, thank you so much for coming in today. It's
real
been a pleasure.
Real pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. And, well, you know, I invite all your listeners to come and find us in the summit, which is the best place, because you will be there as well.
I will. So, and I'm honoured to be a part of it.
So many of us.
And I will put the link to the summit in the show notes as well, separately.
Amazing.
So that you can access
Thank
that easily.
You.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook. My website is soulfulvalley.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Soulful Valley.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.